I'm Steve Miller reporting. Monday marks the deadline for the United States and Russia to comply with the limits of the New START treaty set on a range of strategic weapons, including nuclear warheads and deployed intercontinental ballistic missiles. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert says there is good news on that front.
The United States has met the central limits of the New START treaty in August 2017. We assess at this time that Russia has also progressed toward meeting those limits. We have no reason to believe that the Russian government will not meet those limits as well.
Under the treaty, both sides are to exchange information twice a year on the number of warheads and delivery vehicles and are allowed to conduct on-site inspections to verify each other's compliance. Protesters held a demonstration in Nairobi Monday to rally against the government's decision to shut down three independent media houses. Wanjeri Nderu, a human rights activist.
We are here to say, not in my country, Kenya. The impunity, the lack of respect for our constitution, the lack of obeying of court orders.
Two of the Kenyan television channels resumed partial broadcasting Monday, although a third channel has remained off the air. Syrian government forces and their Russian allies stepped up attacks on rubble-held areas Monday, killing at least 23 civilians east of Damascus. Opposition activists also reported attacks striking hospitals and residential buildings. The assault on Idlib, the last rubble-held province in Syria, has intensified in recent weeks, but reached a new ferocity after militants shot down a Russian plane over the weekend. Follow Voice of America on social media, like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, for pictures, videos, and more. This is VOA News. A lawyer for the only surviving member of the Islamic State group cell that attacked Paris in November 2015 would not comment on the fact that his client refused to answer any questions in court Monday. Jeff Custer has more.
Salah Abdeslam refused to stand for the Brussels court on Monday or answer questions about his actions during his first appearance in public since his arrest nearly 2 years ago. Abdeslam is on trial in his hometown of Brussels on charges of attempted murder for a police shootout from which he fled. Belgian authorities accuse Abdeslam of attempted murder for a shooting in 2016 in Brussels, 4 months after he fled the scene of the Paris attacks in November 2015. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The United States is considering restricting imports of Venezuelan crude oil and exports of U.S. refined products to Venezuela. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said doing so would put pressure on Socialist President Nicolas Maduro to return to the Constitution.
Because not doing anything to bring this to an end is also asking the Venezuelan people to suffer for a much longer time.
Tillerson is on a Latin American trip that also includes visits to Mexico, Peru, Colombia, and Jamaica. Samsung Group heir J.Y. Lee is now free after nearly a year of detention. Sarah Hemrajani has those details.
Samsung heir J.Y. Lee is now walking free. A South Korean judge on Monday reduced his 5-year jail term by half after nearly a year in detention and suspended the sentence. Lee was caught in a top-level corruption scandal that brought down the country's former president, Park Geun-hye. Last August, a lower court convicted Lee of bribing Park for help in cementing his control of Samsung. On Monday, the judge called Lee's involvement, quote, a passive compliance to political power. Legal experts say the ruling is expected to be appealed again at South Korea's Supreme Court.
That was Sarah Hemrajani reporting. South Korea sees North Korea's temporary pause in its nuclear missile tests as validation of its support for greater engagement. However, the United States views the North's Olympic cooperation as an attempt to improve its threatening image. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley.
I think this is a distraction. I think this is doing what North Korea has always done, which is when things get hot, start talking.
U.S. President Donald Trump has pushed for a maximum pressure policy, emphasizing tougher economic sanctions and possible military action to stop the North from developing long-range nuclear missiles that can target the U.S. mainland. The Philippines' public attorney said Monday it has confirmed the death of a 10-year-old girl from the controversial dengue fever vaccine from French drug maker Sanofi Pasteur. The news prompted an uproar in the Philippines where more than 800,000 school-aged children had been vaccinated. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's Border Crossings with